Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The only way I know it was Friday is because I hear Van Halen. Never occurred to me otherwise. It's not the first thing I think about when my alarm goes off at 4:15. I just remembered. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, Friday. Vinny, are you there?
I am. I feel like things are back to normal when you spend the first couple minutes loving Friday to death.
Oh, Friday. Oh, God, I love it so much.
Whenever you don't, I'm like, what's wrong? What's happening? Why aren't you? Anyway.
If I ever walk in and don't mention it's Friday, you'll know there's something seriously wrong.
I do, right. Anyway, yeah, I'm good morning, everybody. It's a nice morning.
Yeah. Yesterday
sun's
was
not up yet, but it felt pretty good walking out into the day.
Oh, yeah? What do you think the temperature was?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even look. I just, I walked out, had some sleep last night, which is always really helpful.
Yes.
For,
conducive
a day.
To your mood, to your
to everything. Every single thing about your life. Right.
Yeah.
So I just walked out, smelt the air, and went, life is good. Okay. Weekend's here. Yep. Should be pretty nice. It's not freezing ass out. That's good.
No, right. If this week has been any indication, weird week, started with rain and with the 80s.
Yeah, it was hot again yesterday for sure. Yeah.
It got pretty windy here in the afternoon, so it never got as hot as it had been on Thursday. Wednesday. Wednesday was the cook-off. Got a lot of work done. Oh, felt good. It's a productive time of year because you can be out of your house. And, man, the whole vaccination thing.
I was just going to ask, how are your kids? Do they have any side effects?
No, they're fine. Oh, okay. They're great. Neither one, their
no,
arm.
No boobs or anything?
No breasts.
Oh.
Like, my boys did not get any breasts. A little bit of a disappointment, here in Clarky Clark House. We're all a little jealous of Dad's boob. So, but just the whole vaccination thing, and that we're still in the window. You're supposed to be like 2 weeks after you get your second vaccination. That's when you're at your utmost protection or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But it just feels such a relief to have it be done.
A peace of mind.
Right, and you can start to actually make plans.
Yeah.
You can go, oh, well, maybe we would do this summer. Because we can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
So you're going to?
Yeah, probably.
All right, good.
We'll see. I am just whatever. The world's our oyster now. Once you're vaccinated, you're like, not going to worry about it. And then the news yesterday where you were saying you can be outside and not have a mask on and it's just going to relax.
Yeah, I'd really like more. I read something today where they're like, should the government have to pay the final holdouts to get the vaccine? And I'm like, we got to pay people to take care of what? All right, pay them. Fine. I don't care.
No, don't pay them because then I'll be like mad that I didn't wait.
You don't need that.
That's not
Stop
right.
It.
That's not right. We shouldn't have to pay people.
It isn't right. But at this point, that's going to be the problem is as we're all excited to be coming out and getting to life. The people who decide, great.
Well, hopefully most of us are vaccinated and then those people will be safer for that,
I hope you're right.
I'm not going to argue with anybody about it. I've gotten to the point where sometimes I hear something like that and it just makes me want to lay my head back down and go to sleep. Like, I just, really, what has to happen? Really? Pay you? How much?
Know.
What's it going to cost? Let me hear the number.
$1 million.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. What are we doing? What is it again? Whatever it is, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Isn't it for them? I thought we were talking about paying the people that...
Oh, they're not going to pay me to convince the people? Okay, that's too bad.
I think what it takes is for one of their people to get sick.
It doesn't. Believe it or not, that doesn't work. I'm going to tell you right now.
Right.
Some of my people, this is a hoax thing. They all got really sick. And, it's weird how as soon as you recover, you're like, that didn't happen. You okay? All right, then.
Well, whatever. I think we're having some friends over again tonight.
Ooh.
Oh.
They're vaccinated. We're vaccinated.
You can do that.
Everybody's being careful.
Yeah.
That is super exciting.
So, well, yeah, it is. This is one of those things, though. getting back to life's great. I'm stoked. And I love the people we have coming over. But you guys are uniquely qualified to know the feeling on a Friday night, which is I was up at 4. Like, can we do Saturday nights? Why do we got to do Friday nights?
Saturday nights are my jam.
I don't mean to be a bitch, but, you know, Saturdays, that's the...
Yeah, Saturday's the night when I can do it.
Well,
I like Friday, so you know what? Because it's the kickoff to the weekend, Vin, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I just, it's more fun when I haven't been up at 4.
Yeah.
You can't just do like Sarah and take a nap.
So, it's on.
Well, tonight, it's on. Yeah, that's why I take naps on Friday. Mm-hmm, I force myself to get in bed late. And listen, it doesn't buy me that much time, but staying up till 10 feels like a win on a Friday, because if I don't take the nap...
Oh, you're screwed.
It's the end of the happy hour, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. You know?
Last Friday, I didn't even make it to the happy hour.
I know. Well, you did end up making it, but...
I made it late, half an hour late, because...
We're questionable. You felt you were still napping?
I actually was talking to Sarah for a bit and said, yeah, I'll be ready in about an hour. And I kind of just dozed off.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, I talked to him. He's like, yep, we're good to go. You know, I go, okay, I'll hop on the thing about 4. We'll get everything hammered out and we'll go on at 5.
I figured I had an hour or two to, you know, close my eyes for a second. You had an hour.
I know.
Like,
so there's Nikki and I were trying to figure out a way to go live without Bryn. And we were just as we were about to do it, Bryn's like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Hey, guys,
like,
why do I have all these texts? What's going on?
Because you said we're doing this. And
I was like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do it now.
No. You were almost there, though.
I was just sitting here watching her.
And she's figuring it out. I'm like, yeah.
His timing was perfect.
She went back to the station?
No. I was trying to figure it out at my house.
Oh. Yeah, no, she, you know, it was about putting up a Zoom. It's about getting a Zoom meeting going and getting it to be live on Facebook. I don't know how. It's magic.
Oh, okay.
It's not something I could do. That's for sure. But Nicole was, we were pretty close, and then Bryn pops in. We're like, oh, okay, 5:30, sure. We do say sometime in the 5 o'clock hour. I think we're like 50-50 for tonight. We got a thing we might, John seems to want to do it. And
you guys go crazy tonight? It's Friday. Maybe you guys get the extra...
That's the thing, we always do that. That's not extra. That's
right.
Not...
That's why I thought maybe Friday you can extend that a little bit, show some extra love.
He gets all the love, buddy. No, don't you worry about that. Right. That guy. Have you ever met a happier guy than John? Come on.
I'll give you one of these. Game over.
Listen, the game may be over, but it continues. You know, it's like a... the after party, guys.
You know, I've talked to some people who have explained to me that if you take this Viagra, even though you're a healthy person and you normally are fine, you can take this Viagra and you'll last, like you'll be done and still be there and can just motor right through one finish into the next. We really should get him some of that so that you guys can experience.
Is it really necessary? I think
he might really like it. You might love it. It could be great for you guys.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, am I going to have to take it too? Because I honestly just,
no,
we're
you don't
good.
Need it.
We get to where we need to go last. And we're, yeah, whatever.
I
feel like he's, you know, he gets everything he needs. Don't worry. All
well, that's
are don't
one
you
of
guys
my
worry about it.
Was telling me that, it. And I'm like, how am I going to get her to agree to that? Right. I don't get it. I mean, you're
now
all,
he's me 4 hours later going, no, I'm still ready. Really? No, we could go again. No, it's okay.
Well, I think that would be my fear is that although it would work great and be very fun, there I would be alone 2 hours later going, I need this to go away.
Right.
And no one's helping me now. What do I do?
Grab your iPad, buddy.
I don't know how that
it's
works.
It's 1 o'clock.
That would be my worry is that
it seems, but do people
find
do
a likely
use it?
Partner that's willing to
that
help
seems,
you keep that down.
I've often wondered about the whole Viagra thing. I mean, I get, look, for somebody who medically cannot achieve arousal.
Oh, thank God for it, right?
Yeah, sure. That's great for them, right? It's
a miracle.
Wonderful. Imagine that. You're horny, but you can't. it's not happening for you downstairs?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it would make you mad to the point where you don't even get horny anymore because you won't even think.
Right. You get depressed.
It's too frustrating. So you're probably right. Like, psh.
But then for people to use it recreationally, I feel like they can't be that's not somebody 70 years old isn't using it recreationally, right? They're using it because they need to.
Right. Well, I don't know. Ask your dad.
If you're 25, yeah, I'm not going to ask my dad. You know what? You ask my dad, all right?
I have
no interest in asking my dad about Viagra.
But if you would find out us and let us know.
I have no interest in anything
Ellie,
about the penis.
You're listening. Good morning, Florida.
Mom, I don't even want to know.
Can you please
let us know?
You can text me, Ellie.
Do not tell me. Don't text Brynn either.
Tell us your Viagra experiences. How they've worked.
Oh, it was such a good day right up until now. It was like such a good day. It was going
still
so well.
Day, for the better.
It was so like Friday.
Oh, you don't want your mom to be happy?
I don't want her to be happy. And not if I have to know about it.
Yeah, she might shine some light on, and make your change your life.
No.
You know what?
I like my life just the way it is.
Well, you never know.
Yes, I do. I totally do know.
All right. Hey, while we're waiting for Ellie's text to come in, let me ask you a question.
Text me.
This was a text I didn't get to yesterday, and I always, later in the day, something will hit me or I'll see something that reminds me and I'll think, oh, that person texted and I never got to it. Someone wrote in and said, what the hell with the Handmaid's Tale? You're the one who's frothy and into it, needs it, and can't wait, and then you didn't even mention it the day that they dropped it.
Yeah.
Did you watch it yet?
No. We're going to binge it this weekend. John doesn't want... He goes, I said, oh, you want to watch an episode of that? And we're in the middle of Deadwood. We're finishing that up. He's like, no, let's power through Deadwood. And then this weekend when we can sit down and binge three episodes in a row, that's when we'll watch it.
Three in a row?
Yeah, we'll watch them all like tonight or Saturday night, whatever. Oh, I think we've got stuff both nights. We'll watch them over the weekend. We'll get it done.
Oh, man. All right.
Or we'll wait.
Packed, Sarah.
I know. God, I hate being busy. You know, that was a great thing about the pandemic. You just didn't have anything to do.
Oh, that great thing.
It was a great thing. Just like nothing in my schedule. It's like so great looking at an empty calendar.
You can't use
that.
Those two words in the same sentence.
Yeah, right? That isn't. I'm looking at stories about how Americans, since the pandemic started, 67% of Americans have felt more alone than ever.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
Sarah's
a good
like,
oh,
the
solid,
great thing about the pandemic.
That's a great thing.
It really did work out at my house. It was great. I hope you all enjoyed your vacations.
Yep. Yeah. I wouldn't call it a vacation, but I would call it pleasant being alone. Because we have our people. Yeah. If you're alone in your house, like truly no one else is there, that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very lonely when John like goes shopping or.
I know that you
goes
are.
Goes to the lumber store to pick up wood and I know he's coming right back. I'm super. So golfing again. I'm so lonely. Yeah. Mostly right. Because I have some hole that I need him to dig or something, you know. Oh, I'm getting old, honey. Can you dig that for me? Thanks.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, anyway, so no update on Offred yet, but that's coming.
Yeah, no, I can't. I wouldn't anyway. I mean, that would, right? I don't want to give anything away.
I have no idea what you want to do about Handmaid's Tale. I know people are writing in about it. Because you love it, so
yeah, I do. Oh my God, so much.
You do what you want with that. I'm letting you know what people texted. They want your opinion.
I already have an opinion, and I haven't even watched it yet. What a show!
Those are hour long episodes, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh
they're,
man,
they're okay. Really long.
There's a lot of watching for me to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're to gonna honestly, you're gonna you will start to be it. It takes you down. That show is so depressing. Mm-hmm. That lady who's like, well, this job as a prostitute isn't bad until, you know, that my area wears out. And then I'll be, I don't know what I'll do then because right now I'm useful. And I'm thinking, oh, God.
They'll send her to the colonies.
She's so fully.
Where she can get radiated. I know. It's I actually find things that are depressing like that not depressing. I find them to be a great juxtaposition to make you feel better about whatever you got going on. You're like, well, at least I'm not in The Handmaid's Tale. There doesn't all seem right. to be a good role for a woman in that. You're either I don't want to say all the words that it is that these women have to do on the air because it just sounds even worse than it.
I think the good roles are in Canada, right?
Yeah, the good roles are not in our current, you know, geographical America, because it's not America anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Isn't there like a California holdout and stuff? There's like a West Coast. I don't know. They allude to like there's the free zone in California, and then Canada's like, oh my God, what the hell is happening south of the border? Come on up, refugees. It's a great show.
It's bleak.
Bleak
it's
is
dark.
The word.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But it's empowerment of like people taking back their own powers. Like I find that inspiring, even though it's fake.
It takes too long to get there, though. I mean, they haven't for me.
Well, they got you know, they can't resolve it in two episodes or in the whole show.
Spiraling downwards, like, oh no, when is she going to come back? Come on, come back. And it's just like, oh God.
Aren't you still in season two?
I think I was like at the beginning of season two.
Yeah, you got to get going.
So, you know, it was just all bad.
We're talking about The Handmaid's Tale. For those of you who are hankering for that, here it is.
I want some revenge. I want to see them win in some capacity, you know?
Well, not just get away, but destroy the mm-hmm. people who made this happen.
Right.
Like those whore, it's men, by the way. Just, sorry, guys, man, there's a war on men. We're gonna get you. It's been a little too long, you know. It's funny when people say, "Where would you want to go back in time to?" I'm like, "Nowhere." There's never been a better time for women than right now, and things still kind of suck. In fact, in a lot of countries, they still super suck. Mm-hmm. I want to go forward. I want to go to the place where the women are in charge. Yikes, women, we've had a hard time.
All right, so you have them watch *Handmaid's Tale*. Got it?
Yeah. No. Way to get me rolling, though.
The people do want to know what you think, but that's just a texter. I don't, you know.
Well, there's what I think. Those are my future thoughts on.
All right.
On Handmaids.
Last night I put on, and I know we have to start here in a second, but I put on the draft at 5:00. I waited.
Oh,
for
lucky!
It and was ready.
Yeah, we had that on too.
And the Niners really did what I'd hoped they'd do, and took Trey Lance, the quarterback out of North Dakota State. He's an unknown. He's a mystery. Yeah. He's a gamble, as they say. They consider him to have the highest ceiling, but he has the least experience.
Mm.
So it's sketchy. And the guy that they'd sort of hinted at taking, Mac Jones, who's currently like he could go into the league and start now, but he doesn't have a high ceiling. He's not very mobile and blah, blah, blah. The Pats took him.
Oh,
the Pats got that guy.
Yeah.
So the guy that now they're forever linked, especially by this show, in that we'll watch these two baby quarterbacks
and
come up together
and
see who made the right pick. I think the Pats at like 15th or something like that.
Oh, wow, he lasted until 15th.
He dropped. Yeah, the Pats, like, I don't think they had a choice. They probably went, well, we got to take it. Quarterback, like, what else are we gonna do? We lost Jimmy G, we lost Tommy.
Well, I mean, Cam did okay. He had some trouble.
You guys were in last place.
No, but he had COVID, you know.
Right.
He had a couple moments. I was like, I like Cam.
Well, anyway, I do too. I'm just saying that, you know, they took this Mac guy. I'm sure your husband was happy because.
Well, luckily for me, there's DVRs. So that was on in the afternoon, you know, because there was a lot of pre-lead up, which he tapes all that stuff too. You know, he's watching the tape and he's doing his thing and, you know, making
dinner. I even have to turn off once they've made their pick and then they start these incredibly mind-numbing interviews with a young man who's just hit the lottery. But really, it's like, what can he say? So, are you really excited about going? Yeah, I can't wait to get the, you know, I mean, it's just.
Right. There's no
things,
new questions
they
to
write
ask
themselves,
someone.
Right.
Exactly.
There's not going to be any fun had, and they're trying to show the young man in a good light or not trying to trick them.
Right.
So, it's very simple and cut. And just,
I
don't know how I
think
your
they should
watches
go back
it.
To, like, the big stars in the league right now. They should cut back to, like, their exit interviews. Like, did any of them, like, was Cam Newton a bore? In his, when he was, because that guy's a personality, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't
like,
know.
Back and just find some of the greatest moments in draft history. Anyway, the great news is, it's on all weekend. So if you miss some, I mean, it's going to be on your news, TV all weekend long.
The great news I wanted to report is that Trey Lance is coming to the 49ers. We got our pick. It's
and the
very
Pats
exciting.
Took Mac Davis. This is fantastic. I'm learning so much. What's the guy's name again?
Mac Jones.
Okay, thank you. Well, the only Mac I know is Mac Davis. So he's That's dead. What I'll be calling him. Yeah. All right. Look at the time. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back, and it's Friday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.